Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Soon enough, we're going to get that fixed. We're not going to be, we're no longer Stephen Sports Blog. It's been a while since we have been Stephen Sports Blog. This is SCU and Wally with you on MSL Radio. I am SCU, and alongside me I have Wally. How are you doing today, Wally?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Cool. Me and Wally were just talking right before we went live. There's a lot going on today in the NBA free agency. She didn't have it in front of her, but I do. Paul Pierce will reunite with Doc Rivers in L.A. But how much? Not much. You're going to find out in a second. LaMarcus Aldridge will not join the Lakers. Nobody's going to join the Lakers. Tyus Chandler has agreed to the deal with the Suns. $1.4 billion was spent free agency yesterday. $1.4 billion.
Yeah.
Not a penny. Spent by the Knicks. No surprise. Monte Ellis agrees to a four-year, $44 million deal with the Pacers. Get that in a second. And now for today's topic. I was listening to Boomer McCartan this morning. You have Dish Network, that's Channel 158, CBS Sports Network, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Carton starts the show with the Knicks are pursuing Greg Monroe. And then I switch over to The Herd on ESPNU, ESPN Radio. Greg Monroe agreed to deal with the Bucks. Like, it was like 5 minutes later. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not surprised. Like, it's the Knicks. And Colin Cowherd himself said, nobody wants to play for the Knicks. Nobody. And this guy got like three different calls. Everyone was telling him what an idiot he was, how he was, you know, that the Knicks were going to do fine, and everyone was like, and he just went off on them. And I just find it pretty funny. But Paul Pierce, yes, he's been reunited with Doc Rivers. These two won, I believe, two titles, maybe one title with this in Boston, but the money he's taking, ridiculous. 3 years, only $10 million. Now,
and the team has, I think, the opt-out on the third year, so they can choose to opt out rather than a player opt out is what I last saw from Woj. So,
wow,
it's kind of protecting them too.
Yeah, but $10 million. Like, I don't know any player that would take $10 million, especially for a team with the Clippers that contend for the playoffs or have been contending for the playoffs every year for the past, you know, 5-6 years. I understand Paul Pierce taking such little money for such a good team. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't settle for that little buck. I don't know what's up with that. That's ridiculous. 3 years, $10 million.
But, I think it's going to, what is it going to be, 37 this year?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's that.
But $10 million over 3 years. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, LaMarcus Aldridge, not joining the Lakers, but, nobody is. The Knicks and Lakers are the two teams that I don't think nobody's going to sign with this free agency, whatever month. But, again, the Lakers aren't all in trouble. Kobe's coming back from his injury. They drafted D'Angelo Russell. So maybe this isn't such a bad thing for the Lakers. I don't think it's a bad thing. Casey, do you think it's a bad thing if the Lakers have not signed anybody yet?
Well, a little bit, because I know they were trying to shop around Swaggy P and I think Kelly's the other player, like doing their due diligence, and like nobody was, you know, even wanting to talk to them about that, like because they were trying to free up some more cap space. So, I mean, they're kind of failing at a lot of stuff. Like I just saw something that in the meeting with LaMarcus Aldridge yesterday, where, you know, LaMarcus obviously said he just did, I mean, their presentation wasn't good, like it wasn't focused on basketball and all this stuff, that Kobe brought up in regards to like the Lakers' commitment to winning the vetoed Chris Paul trade from a few years ago as proof of Kupchak's team building brilliance, which kind of is like doesn't make any sense. And so there's just, I don't know. I think they might need to leave Kobe out of the, you know, the team pitch meetings type thing. Because he's, you know, people,
yeah.
You know, they say, like, people don't want to play with him. And, I mean, it's, you know, kind of true, obviously. and it's kind of showing now. And you, I mean, you almost feel a little bad for him, but it's, I don't know. They gotta figure some stuff out there. But I'm not saying they're gonna be terrible. I just wish that they'd have some, you know, better, more talent for, you know, like to make like a young, you know, star like D'Angelo Russell, you know,
really
be able to thrive.
Yeah, so. Because Kobe's pretty injury prone. I think he's like injured himself twice past two seasons. So yes, it would be good for them to pick younger players. But for right now, if Kobe could stay healthy, they're going to be fine at least the next year or two. And then maybe who knows what's going to happen with Kobe. But for right now, the Lakers, they're fine. You know, there's still a long time left in this free agency, so they could definitely draft somebody. Or, I mean, not draft somebody. They could sign somebody. We just got to wait and see. $1.4 billion spent in free agency. Not a penny by the Knicks. Again, nobody wants to play for the Knicks. And I don't even know who they got in the draft. Like some guy from like out of country.
Latvia or something. Estonia, Latvia, one of those.
And I know he's not from America. I know that much. Basically short, sweet, to the point. It's going to be another 13. Colin Cowher said this himself. It's going to be a 13-win season for the New York Knicks. You know, I'm leaving it at that because who cares about the Knicks, right?
Right.
Monte Ellis going 4 years, $44 million to the Pacers. A lot of fours in that one. And hey, that's just another great addition to the Pacers because they already have Roy Hibbert. Now they have Monte Ellis. They have Paul George, George Hill. They drafted Miles Turner out of Texas. It's looking like the Cavs are going to have some competition come next May or next June.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're not. I don't think they're the only team that could compete with the Cavs in the East Conference. Obviously, the Miami Heat. They have talent. I don't care about the D-Wade drama. There is talent in Miami besides D-Wade. So like Andrew said, in case he probably agrees with me and Andrew, the Heat have talent, and they're going to contend for the East next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agree 100% on that.
Yeah, see? And I'm gonna, and like I tweeted this earlier, if you're an idiot, you got to read it at Writing Fanatic too. If the Wayne Wade leaves... Oh, wait, what did I tweet? I'm going to check that right now. But I said something about if Dwayne Wade leaves or if he stays, look out. I'm going to write an article on how the Heat win 60-plus next season. One guy already said I'm nuts for saying that, but you know what? I'm a bull predictor. We all know this.
Yes, you are.
The show. We all know this. The show. I'm a bull predictor. And you know what? I stick to what I say because what I see, you know, that's where I get my predictions off of, whatever. Let's see. Marc Gasol and the Grizzlies progressing toward a 5-year max deal in excess of $100 million. Yeah, there's a guy that reserves $100 mil. Not Anthony Davis. $145 million. I'm still shocked by that. I can't believe they're signing him. Such a big deal. I'm going to see the Falcons in the finals next season and give him that kind of money.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We got Draymond Green.
Yeah, Draymond Green signed. Oh, what was it? It was a 5-year. I don't know how much was it.
$85 million.
$85 million. Okay.
It kind of came out of nowhere because you know they said that you know during the afternoon that they were all of a sudden at this you know impasse, like there was a gap. They stopped talking, and then out of nowhere last night, you know, Draymond Green signed a deal. I was like, wait, where'd that come from? And it wasn't Woj who announced it either because I had my phone set or you know for my Twitter to alert me whenever Woj tweets and Woj didn't even tweet about it. So then I was writing on Twitter last night, what happened to Woj? Is Woj still alive? And because he's been tweeting all morning, but I was just surprised that you know someone other than Woj broke that story and it just kind of snuck in there. But I'm happy he's back on Golden State. I love him on that team. I like that whole organization as a whole, so I'm good with that one.
I found the tweet. If Wade resigns, watch for an article on why I believe the Heat will win 60-plus next season. Other news out of the Miami Heat, this is from NBA Legion on Twitter, at My Sports Legion. The Heat are nearing a deal with point guard J.J. Barea.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. I've heard that name, but I don't know much about him. Where is he from? Has he played in the NBA before?
Yeah, he's J.J. Barea. Okay, he is, I don't even know where he is right now. That's bad. I just know that a lot of Heat fans don't want him.
Really?
They're not that fond of him. And so, you know, nobody's really looking forward to that. I'll check on him more during the break and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. So, I mean, obviously, I would probably prefer to have, like, Lou Williams or Monte Ellis. You know, Monte Ellis is off the board now, but Lou Williams, I think they would have rather had him. And then there's all this stuff about, like, Boozer. Carlos Boozer from the Lakers really wants to come to Miami, and nobody wants Carlos Boozer to come to Miami.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Heat do in the next couple weeks. This just in, Tessie and Wally. SportsCenter reports Tim Duncan will return to the Spurs, telling at MySA. By San Antonio, that he will, quote, be on the court next season, next year. Yeah, no surprise there. Tim Duncan has been a spur lifer, I guess you could call it, because we got Heat lifers, might as well have spur lifers. So,
yeah, and another.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, go ahead. Hold on.
All right. So, you know how we all saw it yesterday that with the Cavs, that this Tristan Thompson deal was, you know, done, ready to go. You know, it was like, what is it, 5 years, excess $80 million. But apparently, Brian Windhorst reported within the last half hour or so that after the progress was made yesterday, the Cavs and Tristan Thompson are currently still apart on their contract talks. So that's not a done deal yet. So I thought that was interesting because everybody was pretty much reporting that as, like, you know, being hard facts. So I guess Thompson's probably, you know, wanting, you know, they said in excess of $8 million, so he's probably wanting even more money. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm sure GM LeBron is calling owner Dan Gilbert from the Bahamas, where he is with Dwayne Wade and Melo and Chris Paul right now, and telling him to pay Tristan Thompson whatever he wants.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we may have more NBA free agency talk, but we also have NFL training camp talk. That's Stephen Wally and us on our MSL Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, all right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a liming light.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming. I'm rapping. My people.
You know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz, so you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end it like this.
No.
So
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is is here. The time is now. Yeah. The three sides have aligned once again. Jacob James Garcia.
Yeah.
Aaron Cheatham. And Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you. MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Tuning into ESPN right now, listening to the Russell Show, watching the Russell Show. I said I'm not listening to it because, you know, TV's on mute. And I'm not finding much on NBA free agency. All I see is, you know, just Russell talking to some guys about some sports, like we already are in SNY.
Danny Canal.
Do you have anything? Like, do you know anything that I don't know about free agency?
All right, well, let me quick backtrack into this J.J. Barea thing, since I did a terrible job of being prepped for that one. J.J. Barea is a point guard for the Dallas Mavericks and behind Monta Ellis, and he's looking for a 3-year deal. The Heat are supposedly interested in him, and like I said before, Lou Williams. This would involve possibly trading, you know, Chalmers or Shabazz Napier or Chris Anderson type situation. Both Shabazz and Chalmers are also point guards, and obviously, you know, we signed, you know, Dragic to the deal yesterday. So, but Heat fans will remember J.J. Barea from the 2011 NBA Finals against the Mavericks, where he scored like 40 points in like the final three games, and LeBron couldn't post up at all on Barea. And here's the thing with Barea, he's very short. He's only 6 feet tall, and that's like probably on tiptoes. So, He played effective defense on LeBron James, but yeah, that's part of the reason why Heat fans are not looking to see his face again back in Miami. So that's a little J.J. Barea talk. So other than that, I mean, the Celtics re-signed Jay Crowder, most recently known from in the playoffs, the guy who J.R. Smith slugged and stood up his knee on the way down, too. So he's a former Marquette player, too. But the Celtics re-signed him to a 5-year deal for $35 million. Let's see. I could talk more about Greg Monroe because it's kind of interesting to me that he chose to go to Milwaukee. I mean, it's showing how things are changing, where it's like players aren't looking at the destination type thing. They're looking, you know, for the chance to win. So, you know, he passed up, you know, New York Knicks and the LA Lakers, which are, you know, two of those destination type, you know, shiny team type things. But he picked the Bucks because they have the best chance of being a playoff contender and a winning team. It's interesting too that, And it's 3 years, $50 million with a player option. But he is a 6'11 center and from Detroit, and he is going to be the oldest person on the roster at the young age of 25 years old. And he's the shortest guy on the Bucks is Michael Carter-Williams at 6 feet, 6 inches. So, I mean, this is a long team, you know, big team and a young team. So there's, you know, everybody's talking, if there's really some potential, then the next, you know, I'm not saying like right away this year, but, you know, in the next 2 years that they could really develop into a good team. And Jason Kidd's been an incredible coach. Obviously, you've seen the turnaround to go from winning 15 games last year to, you know, to this year. So, or this past season. So it's pretty exciting for Milwaukee. Obviously, they really wanted Tyson Chandler. That kind of came out of nowhere, like, that he was going to the Suns because everybody was saying he was going to go to Milwaukee. But I think as a, you know, secondary, you know, plan B, Greg Monroe, you know, should fit in decently to this system. So I'm looking forward to just seeing, you know, how Milwaukee progresses and everything. Just because,
right.
You know, obviously
yeah.
Games are on all the time here. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised. I remember listening to SportsCenter about, they were always talking about the Bucks, how they went from 15 games to the playoffs. I was like, wow, what a turnaround. Mm-hmm. So props to the Bucks, and they're just getting a little better now. Signing Greg Monroe, that just makes them a little better. But getting back to the Heat, I do have a question. I know that Chalmers and Birdman, they were on the market. Is it official that the Heat are going to trade them no matter what?
I think they're putting it out there that they are available, you know, for trade. I know they want to free up, you know, the space and everything. You know, they'd rather trade than, you know, shell out more money because they're going to be shelling out a lot of money to pay Dwayne Wade. You know, the thing is, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, some people said McRoberts could be, you know, out there, but then other people are saying, no, like, they're, you know, they want to keep McRoberts. But, I mean, it's been out there for, you know, at least a week now that, you know, I know Chalmers and Anderson for sure, you know, were, you know, on the block if necessary type thing. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's like everybody likes, you know, Birdman and all that stuff, but then, you know, Chalmers is another story. Like, he's
mm-hmm.
he fans aren't, don't
yeah.
love him. Like.
Yeah, because can you imagine if Birdman, Chalmers did not get traded, and then you have Wade, Bosch, Dragic, Whiteside, and imagine you pick up JJ Barea, who you said scored 40 points a game, or like three games against 2011 NBA Finals against the Mavericks. That's like a dream team. What I'm hearing right now, I'm hearing a dream team down in South Beach. That would just sound so awesome. I would watch every Miami Heat game at every time I have possible, if that's how things work out. We actually have a mention from our family here at Black and Tan. They told Casey, good job keeping us up to date on the free agency moves. Monroe to Milwaukee is depressing. You can check out the Black and Tan show Saturdays at 9 on MSL Radio. Thank you guys for that. I appreciate that. So
JJ Barea, you know, I'm not saying he's bad or anything. I mean, I didn't watch, you know, him much on, you know, I don't watch that many Mavericks games or whatever. So I haven't seen him play this year. You know, that was, you know, back in 2011. You know, I don't know, you know, how he's been, you know, recently. But, I mean, if he can help out as a backup point guard to Dragic, I mean, yeah, that'd be great because, you know, Chalmers and Shabazz, you know, aren't really performing. I mean, Rio will have, like, one good moment out of 10 bad ones type thing. And,
yeah.
I mean, and I like Mario Chalmers, like, as a dude, but as a player, he frustrates the hell out of Heat fans sometimes. And so it's one of those things, like, you kind of got to roll with it. I mean, I think eventually Heat fans will get over it. I just think, like,
mm-hmm.
people are kind of afraid because he's, you know, he's a tiny, tiny point guard. So.
Yeah, well, like you said, the Heat fan need to get over it. It's been 4 years, whatever the case may be, whatever, you know. As for Carlos Boozer, I forgot to mention him. Maybe not Miami. But please just get him out of L.A. because he's not going to win there. And he was a winner of the Chicago Bulls. Being in L.A. is just not going to happen. Right now, Buster Posey just hit a solo shot. This is a good game. The Marlins and the Giants. It's a 5-4 game. In the top of the eighth inning. You know what? Check that out on MLB Network, not Fox Sports. So, yeah, it's very busy. Oh, we got another thing.
no offense at Casey Wallach, but there's something inside me that feels like the Bucks will always find a way to blow it. That, again, is from Black and Tan. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's funny. Way to go, guys. Way to go. That's all right. Remember, Casey's not a Buck. You are a Buck. You are a Heat fan, right? Not a Bucks fan. You just
obviously, right. I mean, like I said before, you know, my favorite basketball team is Miami Heat. The Bucks. I mean, you know, like I said, in the Midwest, kind of your fans will, you know, your home state teams type thing. So I mean, it's not like the type. I'm not the same type of Bucks fan as I am like a, you know, Miami Heat fan type thing. It's
right.
Totally
yeah,
different.
Okay.
It's like a supporter. It's more of a supporter type thing.
I hear you there because I'm a supporter of the Devils, and I'm a Minnesota Wild fan when it comes to hockey. But so that's it for our NBA free agency talk. We have 4 minutes left. We're just going to go really quick through NFL training camp. NFL training camp begins July 29th. I know one special thing is the Dolphins will host their scrimmage at FIU Stadium while the Sunlight Stadium is being re-innovated. They will also host a duo training camp session August 19th, August 20th with the Carolina Panthers, who they will also face the preseason 22nd in Charlotte, North Carolina. Casey, do you have any, like, any takeaways? Like, have you paid attention to Packers minicamp and stuff?
A little bit, you know, here and there and everything. No huge takeaways or whatever. But I know it's progressing well. You know, Aaron Rodgers is out there. He's mobile, which, of course, we all love that. And, you know, no remnants of the calf injury or anything like that. And defense is looking good. And we're just keep working.
Sounds good to me. It's going to be tough for Aaron Rodgers, though, because then he no longer has Greg Jennings. He went to the Miami Dolphins,
right.
But he does have Jordy Nelson. So I don't think it's going to be much of a problem for Aaron Rodgers to do what he does because, you know, he still has good wide receivers. So
and Randall Cobb's
left,
good, too.
I mean, Randall Cobb, you know, I think that'll be fine. So USA will play Japan in a rematch of the 2011 Women's World Cup Final. Thank God. I'm so happy about that. I'm writing that recap. It's mine. This is part of my last 2 cents, by the way. I have a few things. Geno Smith will hold pre-camp workouts with the wide receivers in Chicago this month to build chemistry with them. Let's see how that works out for him. And Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller expects to announce his future plans next week. I cannot wait to hear what he says. I can't wait for this Ohio State quarterback battle to begin because I'm going to be watching each quarterback and see who gets the starting job week one, end of August. All right, Casey, I'm going to let you go now. The last 2 cents.
All right. Apparently, you know, Marcus Mariota is the only first-round draft pick who has not signed his contract yet. And something came out today that on Sporting News or whatever that the reason is that there's like a clause in the contract that would prevent him from going surfing, which is like one of his biggest passions. Obviously, he lives in Hawaii and everything. So, and it's his like, you know, number one hobby. I mean, he loves it. And so there's a clause in there, you know, basically saying to prevent him from getting injured or whatnot, that he wouldn't be able to go surfing. And I think that's what's holding it up because obviously, you know, a number two pick, you know, this long after the NFL draft not signing their contract is, you know, a little odd. So we'll see what happens with that. As I mentioned earlier, this is a little one for Heat Nation because everybody went nuts yesterday saying that because somebody posted some pictures of Wade and LeBron in a casino, so everybody assumed it was Vegas right away.
Mm-hmm.
They Las Vegas to a Heat fan, they combust. Because it just brings back these memories of last year with LeBron in Las Vegas and Wade and stuff. But actually, they are in the Bahamas at the Atlantis Resort, and they're there with Carmelo and Lala and Chris Paul and his wife. Gabrielle Union's there. LeBron's wife is there also. And they're there celebrating Lala's birthday. This was all planned out ahead of time. Obviously, you know, it looked kind of weird to Heat fans because, you know, it's like, just talked to Pat Riley this morning, like, what are you doing, and all this stuff, but I don't think we have anything to worry about. We just got to calm down, and guys, we jumped to conclusions way too quickly. I know we're sensitive when it comes to LeBron and Wade hanging out, but it's all good. And Zach Lowe said earlier today that on the Russell show that the Heat can't afford to let Wade go if they want to go after and attract future superstars. So that Heat fans, just don't worry about it.
If you ask me, the Heat should stick to who they have now, then worry about it next season when they want to pursue Kevin Durant. One last thing, Martin St. Louis has announced retirement from the NHL after 16 seasons. Farewell, Marty. Marty is a fellow New Jersey Devil. This is now the exclusive part of SCU and Wally where you can listen on blogtalkradio.com. I'm gonna go get ready. I gotta go jogging tonight with my friend at 8 o'clock. We could jog a mile or two. So bye.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.